About 30 opponents of the proposed pebble mine met in Washington today with White House and high-ranking EPA staff. They came armed with a new EPA study that found a mine of pebble size would pose a significant risk to Bristol Bay and its valuable salmon fisheries. Now they're asking the Environmental Agency to take the next step and kill the project. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, they didn't get a definite answer.
Catherine Karskallen came representing 1,800 commercial fishermen. She's part of the delegation that urged the EPA to use a section in the Clean Water Act to block the mine's construction.
We're thanking them for the time they've spent to study this issue, and now we really need to see an action that will give our industry certainty into the future.
Executives at Pebble Partnership say it's far too soon for the EPA to take any kind of action. They haven't even applied for permits yet. They say last month's watershed assessment is flawed in part because it's based on a hypothetical project. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young also say the EPA shouldn't butt in now before the state has a chance to review permit applications. But Alana Hurley from Dillingham says it's not too early at all. She says the mine has been a threat hanging over her community for a decade, her entire adulthood. Hurley is in Washington to represent United Tribes of Bristol Bay.
To spend a ginormous portion of my life worrying about the future of our watershed is horrible. It's stressful. It's terrifying to think that everything that makes you who you are could be taken away.
The group was hoping to meet with the head of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, but she couldn't attend. Heather Kendall Miller, an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, said an EPA official assured them the agency would soon announce its next step, which she took to mean within weeks. But no one from the administration indicated what that action would be. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.